Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The region of Queens will be looking for outside help for a planned overhaul of some parts of its land use bylaw. Councillors voted this week to hire an external firm to review the bylaw and municipal planning strategy. The region passed an extensively reworked bylaw and strategy in May 2022. The process cost about $140,000 and was led by Upland Planning from Halifax. The 2022 bylaw changes were controversial, with many residents upset that proposed livestock provisions could prevent many people from raising small numbers of animals on their land. Mayor Scott Christian said this week that it's time for a review.
The municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw, I think, is second only to budget deliberations and allocation of the public resources and setting of the tax rate in terms of the levers that we have available to us as a council to impact our community. I think that we've reached the point where it makes sense to do an interim review, because it will be 4 years have passed, and also it's just a new term of council. And I think that it's really important to me that our land use bylaw and our municipal planning strategy is reflective of the priorities and the concerns and the direction that this council wants to take the community.
The land use bylaw returned to council's radar earlier this year as developer Eric Fry applied to turn the dilapidated Stedman's building on Main Street in Liverpool into apartments. Councillors initially rejected his plan because it contained no commercial space, which would have violated the rules. But after Fry threatened to sell the property, councillors relented and allowed a modified version of his plan to go ahead, with two much smaller spaces for commercial use. Mike McLeod, the municipality's director of land use, told councillors at their regular meeting this week that hiring outside consultants would be more efficient, since the region's staff don't have the capacity to carry out the review in a timely manner.
If staff were to undertake it, the time frame will be considerably lengthened to complete the review, as well as staff's ability to carry out the day-to-day operations of the department. We would be very challenged to do it in-house.
The region has about $50,000 set aside already for projects like this. McLeod said that money could go toward the cost of this review. Councillors want to create or change regulations around commercial uses in residential zones, short-term rentals, keeping of livestock in residential and rural areas, light pollution, additional coastal protection measures, and minimum property standards. District 3 Councillor Courtney Wenzel said he was concerned about getting one firm to do all the work.
When I look at this list and I think of our town hall meetings and our priorities, where coastal protection and climate resilience is way up there, I didn't see a whole lot about livestock in our planning meetings in town halls. I think there's nothing prioritized here, and I am still leery of one contractor looking after all of this.
McLeod said that even though an outside company will be hired, staff would still be involved. Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton said that the region could rely on lessons learned in other municipalities who have already addressed things like coastal protection. Councillors will have input on details of the tender before it's issued. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.